The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.
Blog Talk Radio.
Look inside your tiny mind and look a bit harder, 'cause it's so unexpected. Radio for only about, I don't know, 2 or 3 months now, and there are some really fucking evil people on here. You know who you are. I just kicked out a couple of them. Yeah, the fuck you song is all for those people who just love to hate on people on Blog Talk Radio. You know, I came on this thing just looking to meet people and try to figure out, you know, who's cool, who's not, and try to find some people I thought maybe were of like mind or whatever. And, you know, the good thing is, you know, a lot of people don't think the same way, and that's fine. That is totally fine. You don't have to think like I think. You don't have to believe what I believe. All I ask for is some respect. That's all I want. And if you give me respect, I'll give you respect. But, you know, people like Carmel Queen and Gimme Moss or whatever, Infinity Guitars, Tracy Gamore, a bunch of fucking bitches. Can't stand them. And all they ever do is, you know, pick on little old me. So I just kick them out whenever I can, and I do ignore them when I'm in the rooms with them, typically. So anyway, tonight we're just going to play some music and have some fun talking, that kind of thing. I've got a couple callers on the line. I'm sure there's a couple trolls on there. So let's see what they have to say, okay? I'm sure it's going to be something really highbrow, really interesting and intellectual. So let's see. The first caller we have here is 814.
814 is Lady Slugga.
Hey, Lady Slugga. You're not a troll. Hello. You're fabulous.
Hello.
What's up?
Not much. Just following the family.
All right. Let me see who's on the other line. Hold on a second. We've got another caller here, too. Just a second, honey. Hold on. 520, you're on the line.
Hi, it's Basic Bitch.
Oh, hey, Basic Bitch, aren't you one of their minions or something? One of the trolls minions?
I am not a minion. I'm
you're not
a minion. Talking about.
Well, I think you're cool. I haven't had a problem with you, you know, directly yet, but I definitely have seen you hanging out with some of the evil bitches on here. What's going on with that?
You can ask Lady Slug. I don't really like them.
So why do you hang out with them?
I just
they're
don't
following
really
him and harassing him.
They're harassing
exactly
him.
Exactly. Like, I'm their king. They're just like following me. They're just like my cousin.
Well, your name is Basic Bitch. I mean, it's just natural that they would follow someone called Bitch, you know, so that's understandable. So what do you have to say? What's going on?
Not much, really. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Do you ever participate in Stan Wars online?
I wouldn't know what that is. What is that?
Like, are you a fan of any diva?
Of a diva?
Like
Madonna or Lady Gaga, or is that what you're talking about?
Or like Mariah.
Mariah is okay, yeah. What about Mariah? You like Mariah?
Yeah, I'm just like a huge lamb, so, you know, I'm a really big fan, so.
What do you like about Mariah, anyway? I mean, I like the old Mariah, like from the 90s and
stuff,
you know.
I like the older Mariah.
Oh. Yeah, me too. You know, like from Vision of Love and all that great stuff all the way up to like the mid-90s. And then she got all fucking crazy. I don't know what happened to her. She like got like full of herself, you know. So what do you like? You like the old Mariah or the new Mariah?
I like all Mariah.
You like all Mariah?
I think she got full of herself because she became a legend. So like she could be full of herself, to be honest.
Right.
She's not even really full of herself. She's just like... I don't know,
she just
nice.
Is
she's
fabulous,
nice.
Is that what you're saying? She just is fabulous, and she can't help the fabulousness of herself. Is that what it is?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
and she's, like, really talented. She, like, writes all her own songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, flawless singer. Better than, like, anyone else's fave. Anyway, what are your thoughts on Christina Aguilera?
Christina Aguilera is a good singer, but she's weird. I don't know. What do you think about her, Lady? What do you think about her?
Slugga.
Slugga. I started to call you Lady Gaga. I was like, it's not right.
who did you ask about? Christina Aguilera?
Christina Aguilera, yeah. What do you think about Christina?
I think she's all right.
Yeah.
But I don't really listen to her.
I don't think either.
The last time I really watched one of her videos and listened to her was she came out with that dirty song with Redman.
I hate her.
Oh, dirty, yeah. You hate her too? Basic bitch, you hate her?
Yeah, okay. I don't really hate her. I mean, Not Myself Tonight is like one of the best songs of like the century.
Yeah.
But other than that, I kind of hate her. Like, she's a big flop.
Well, I'm going to tell you. This is what, real quick, just take about 2 minutes, but I'm going to 3 minutes to play this, but I'm going to play somebody. Oh, wait, we got some more callers I just noticed. Hold on. I'm going to bring some more people on the line. Hold on.
Okay.
You're on the air, 760. Something to say, 760? Hello?
Basic bitch is a stinky.
Okay, that was a troll.
Lord.
520, anything to say? You're on the air. 520, you're on the air. 520, you're on the air. You want to say something, 520? Hello? Another one. Damn. Here's another one.
Those trolls.
Charlotte Fremont, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I know who this is because your voice is so distinctive. Who is this?
You can see that my name is Charlotte.
I'm sorry, I know who that was.
Oh.
Okay.
That was kind of... Well, who was that? Is that...
That was Carmel Queen.
Oh, that bitch.
Well, she's, I mean, I cannot fucking stand her. I mean, she's always, every time she talks, she's like, she says, and oh my God, and, you know, like, I mean, like 100,000 times. I mean, she can't speak without saying it like that. She just can't do it. It's, like, impossible. But, you know, I guess I could stand a bitch. But anyway, she's just rude to me, okay? And I don't know what the deal is. They were in there today saying I'm a Dairy Queen. I know what that means. I'll talk about that in a second. Saying I am pressed. I don't know what that means either. Do you know what that means, to be pressed? Just wouldn't want to tell me.
What is to be pressed like a grilled cheese? To be pressed,
I'm pressed like
a iron.
Grilled cheese? What? tell me what it means. You're going to hurt my feelings. Tell me what it means. I don't care.
It just means you're mad. You're pressed.
I'm mad.
You're just,
what am I
you're
mad
so
about?
Mad. Like, you're just mad that apparently, like, Carmel's so flawless. But, like, I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Okay, if you call someone pressed, you're saying they're mad. Like, stay pressed, stay mad. Like, they can stay mad. Like, they can stay so mad and so... And so jelly, and so jealous. Sorry. I don't know. I'm just trying to teach you some internet lingo here.
Well, I mean, I'm not like, you know, I'm 35 years old, so I don't know all the lingo of these youngins like you.
Yeah.
Today, so. Lady Slugga, do you know what pressed means?
Oppressed, you said?
Yeah, pressed. He said pressed.
Well, as what they were saying, no, I didn't understand what they meant when they were saying that in the other chat room.
Okay.
I thought they were saying oppressed. I didn't know they were saying pressed.
Oh, okay. Well, they were calling me a Dairy Queen.
Which, a Dairy Queen?
Yeah. I,
what does
I don't
that mean?
Know what that means, but I think I know what it means. I think they mean that I like white guys. And the funny thing is, I am half white. So, yeah, I like white guys. So, is there something wrong with that? That I like a certain kind of guy? Or not. You know, what's wrong with that?
Who's calling you a Dairy Queen?
Oh, Carmel Queen and Infinity Guitars and those people in there.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, like, one of my... The funny thing is, they say they don't like me, but they're obviously listening to my show, because one of my shows I talk about when I was 19 years old, and I had a suicide attempt, and I talked about this... I took aspirin and, I don't know, this other crap that was in there. There's nothing else available. Yeah, and so they were saying, you know, take some more aspirin. So, anyway, I just wanted to talk about that briefly, because I just think, you know, I'm really fucking sick of these people who are so fucking mean. I don't understand the point. I came on here just to, like, have fun, have a voice. Like everybody on BTR, you just want to have a voice. You want to be heard, and that's the only reason I'm here. So, you know, so what?
Okay.
A, B, C, D, love, I'm half white and I'm half black. So, just so you know, that's what I am. Someone in chat asked me that.
I'm pretty sure... Infinity Guitars is a Dairy Queen, too. So,
oh, really? What is Infinity Guitars? Is that a guy or a girl?
I don't really know, to be honest. But, like, I mean, they just talk to me. Like, I don't know any of these people, really.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, I don't know. I would guess that it's like, an old guy, like, above 40 years old.
Oh, really?
About 50. Probably. Oh, and can I give a shout-out to Words Ate My Soul? They are flawless and better than everyone else.
Okay, what is that?
That's one of my friends who's not a troll.
Okay, Words Ate My Soul. I'll keep that in mind. Hold on, we got another caller. Caller 408, you're on the air. 408, you're on the air.
Me.
I'm shaking my hair cape so hard right now.
408.
Who's shaking their head?
Is this One Angry Jew?
Well,
I'm shaking my hair cape. Not my head, my hair cape.
Hey, what's up? It's Vincent the Bay with One Angry Jew and Sexy Mojo and the whole Funky Bunch.
Are you guys all calling in? Seriously?
Trolls.
Yeah, we were too lazy. We were too lazy to end my show and to call individually. We just decided to just call into your show.
We'll keep it going. Just feel free to say whatever you want to say.
Yeah, the glory rolls on. What's the topic tonight? What are we talking about?
Well, we were talking about the trolls coming in the room and fucking up and shit, but... I don't know. I want to talk about... somebody's got some feedback going on. Who is it?
Yeah, we got
okay,
some serious.
Quiet down.
Somebody talking from a wind tunnel.
That's better. That's better. I can hear now.
That was way better. Thank you for sacrificing. I appreciate it. Oh!
It's back again.
You gotta find who's doing that. I mute them.
How? Just mute them or what? Mute them? Hold on.
If you
Hello?
Gotta find who's doing that.
408, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, he's there. So let me try this one. 760. 760, are you there? 760, are you there? There's another one, fuckers. Okay. 520, are you there? 520, are you there? Is it me?
Oh, Lord.
It's just a bunch of those motherfuckers.
We were going to play the kick-out game, remember?
I've already kicked out. I've kicked out five people, okay? Because they're known assholes, okay? I've already kicked them out. So, hey, Debbie Daly, I saw what you said. If someone's bothering you, just let me know, okay? So, whatever. But I wanted to talk about, like, you know, usually the past two nights I've been talking about a lot of, like, sex, about, like, women's sex, like, pussy and, you know, shit like that, which I'm sure...
Brown curtains.
Yeah, brown curtains. Vince,
I've
you figure out what brown curtains
thing.
Meant, by the way?
What?
I'm guessing, like, extra large pussy lips, like, really flappy, like, we're talking, like, Philly cheesesteak looking
like,
mangly stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
You got it. I think I had to educate. Did I tell you that last night, Lady Slugga, or what?
Yeah, I never heard it before until you said it last night. It was like, oh, Pamela Anderson.
That's so nasty. That is so nasty. Oh, my God. Well, no, I just wanted to talk about, I don't know, usually, but like I said, the past two nights, my shows have been about, like, lesbian sex and a lot of pussy and that kind of great stuff for people who like that kind of thing. So, I don't know, tonight I just wanted to talk about, you know, whatever, but I was going to talk about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It's probably too dry for most people, so I probably won't talk about that, but just briefly I want
to
say...
I would love to talk about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I'm happy to engage in that.
Oh, okay, well, let's talk then. That'd be great. What do you guys think about Don't Ask, Don't Tell? You think it's stupid, or you think it's a cool thing? We need it, or what?
It's kind of like one of those... Well, this is what I think of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. First of all, I think they should not repeal it. I think they should keep it in place, and I'll tell you why. Because I have the perfect way for us to do a peaceful military coup and end the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and at the same time allowing soldiers to stand in solidarity with their homosexual brothers and sisters in the... and the armed forces, by all military personnel, military personnel at once, all at the same time, standing up and saying, "I am gay. I am a homosexual."
I agree. That would totally work.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not only in
the
military.
There's no more wars. What if what if every single troop said, "Hey, I'm gay. Hey, Sarge, I'm gay." Everybody said it. Even Sarge says, "I'm gay." You know, fuck, General says I'm gay.
But that's the whole point, though, you know? That's the whole point. No, that's the whole point. The point is that the military says they don't give a shit. The general military population says they don't care. They took a survey for the longest time. They're like, well, we're going to wait and see what the military says before we make a judgment and pass a law. And so they waited. They got the reports back. They said they don't care. And they still wouldn't pass the law. So it doesn't matter if everybody stood up and said they were
political.
Gay.
Because it's political. Because it's totally political.
It's totally
it's 100% political. It's pandering to one percentage of the electorate.
That's right. But that's what they always do. I mean, that's what they always do. Hold on a second.
Yeah,
520, yeah. You're on the line.
Oh, my God.
520.
Sounds like basic bitch.
No, I'm here.
Basic bitch, what do you think about it? You don't sound like a very political person.
I'm so like smart with this stuff.
Well, what do you think? Do you think gay people should serve in the military or not?
Openly.
Well, yeah, obviously.
You think they should serve openly?
Openly,
though.
Yeah, openly.
Well, I don't know. Isn't it like kind of dangerous for them sometimes?
Why would it be dangerous?
Because, like, you know, I can't see putting me on the spot.
I just asked you a question.
Like, I don't want to. Isn't there, like, a lot of, like. Well, because wasn't it originally put in place to, like, protect?
No, it was put in place as a compromise, a political compromise, basically. Bill Clinton put it into place, essentially. And it was put into place as a political compromise, which had nothing to do with the people he was supposedly protecting. So, no, it was put into place to appease people, basically, to make people just make it go away. So you say, don't ask me if I'm gay, and I won't tell you that I'm gay. And that doesn't really work, as we've seen. So do you think that anybody, do you think that, I mean, it really protects the troops for them to be in don't ask, don't tell? No. What it does is make it a lot fucking harder for them to have a life. I mean, they can't talk about their partner or their family or anything back at home, and they have to pretend to have a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever just to fit in, and it makes them more stressed out, you know. And so if you're on the battlefield with somebody who's gay, do you really give a shit if he sucks dick or if the girl eats pussy? Do you care? No, you don't give a shit.
I'm not for don't ask, don't tell. I'm not for it.
Okay.
So,
Lady Flaggow?
Yes?
What do you think about
Lady
it?
Flaggow's for it.
I'm sorry. I was so concerned with the chat room. I kind of got...
Hey,
wow.
Angry Jew. I'm sorry I muted you. You've got, like, air coming in your room or something. I don't know what's going on. It's like a wind tunnel or something where you are.
You hear air right now?
Yeah. Now it's gone. It went away. It went away. It's gone. What are your thoughts on that, Angry?
If I'm quiet, you hear it?
What's that?
Whatever. Don't ask, don't tell. Look, as long as they're not in drag, what do I care? If they can
Why
shoot
would they
a weapon,
be in drag?
If they can shoot a weapon and they can fire, they can take orders, what difference does it make?
Right. I agree. What about you, Lady? Go ahead. Go ahead, talk.
Okay, I have a question for Herbert Brown Photography in the chat. It kind of fits in. What is his opinion of Lady Gaga using gay military members as accessories on the red carpet? Actually, this can be a question for everyone. But Herbert Brown Photography, this is mostly for you.
You think that she used them as accessories?
This is a question asked by someone else.
When they came, you're saying when they came to the Grammys or whatever, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So.
What are your opinions about it? Do you think that she was using them as accessories? Do you think she's using them as like a promotional, like to try to look like she's more like cool for gay people?
She is. She's totally cool with gay people. But even if she is using them as accessories, who cares? I mean, people do that all the time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you're going to be in that arena, like, you know, if you're, like, a star or whatever, you know, a musician or an actor, they get PR however they can. So I don't care if they use them as she's using the accessories. They don't care either. They got to go to the Grammys with Lady Gaga. You think they really care? You know, I don't think they care at all.
Hmm.
So what do you think about it? Speak up.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. What do you think?
God. No, I agree with you. I mean, I think she is supportive of gay rights and stuff. I don't think she's using them as accessories, but, like, who cares? Like, they get to go with her to places. I have a question. Why was Praise Gaga banned? She wants to know.
Why, are you a friend of hers?
She just, like, messaging me and wanting to know.
Okay. Because I saw what she said in the chat room.
Oh, I didn't see what she said. Was she being really rude?
That's all that matters. It's okay. 760, you're
Praise
on the
Gaga.
Line.
Hey, what's up?
Who's this?
Hey, my name is Stephanie. What's up?
Oh, is this Carmel Queen again?
No.
She's,
if it is,
you know, Stephanie this
Carmel
time?
Queen, I'd love to talk to you.
I can recognize her voice.
Stephanie. That's the best you can do, Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Who are you?
Wow. Bartender, can we cut her off, please?
She's dead. Okay. Lady Slugga, tell me something.
Yes.
Last night we were talking about you and your sex life and everything. And I'd like to ask you something. Do you think that why do you think straight men, I'm just going to turn into this for a minute because we have people here interested in this. Why do you think straight men like to watch women have sex with each other?
Huh. I don't know. I don't know. I guess it looks pretty.
So let me ask Vince.
That brown curtain. What?
So let me ask Vince and One Angry Jew. They apparently would know the answer to this. Why do you like to watch women having sex with each other? What turns you on about that?
I like it because it's educational.
I was going to say something.
Women. No, really. I learn a lot from it. I learn a lot because usually when you watch traditional porn and it's just a guy girl, 9 times out of 10 the girl doesn't get off on camera. And I like seeing the chick get off, and usually the only way you can see that is to either do solo videos or girl videos. And some of the girl videos are pretty steamy, and you learn what, you know, different women's erogenous zones are and how they work. And if you never knew how to eat pussy, if you watched enough porn, you should know how to eat some pussy, especially if you watch a lot of girl porn or girl solo porn. You just see what makes the women feel good. The women, instinctively seem to know what makes each other feel good because they have the same plumbing down
there. Because
they're
women.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing about...
Like what I said yesterday.
Yeah, I started to say. I mean, that's the thing. Well, that's the thing about sex, though, about gay sex, whether you're two girls or two guys or anything. Gay sex, I'm sorry to say this, gay sex is inherently better than straight sex because you know what you're doing. Whereas straight sex, you're kind of fumbling around, not really fucking sure what you're doing about. You know, the guy doesn't know where the G-spot is or whatever. And does that exist, by the way, the G-spot? Is that real?
I don't think so.
On a man or a woman?
No.
Well, on a woman,
no.
A man, it's called the prostate, basically. With a woman,
right.
What is it on a woman? Does it exist for you?
Oh, my God.
Well, like I said yesterday, I get off better with clitoral stimulation anyway, and I don't know, maybe that's because I play with myself too much.
Oh, my God.
Well, you are a J-Pal writer.
Basic bitch. Hey, basic bitch. That's it's interesting because you said on Vince's show a while back that you were asexual, right? Didn't you say that?
Yeah.
What does it mean to be asexual? Do you just don't have sex and you're not attracted to anything? You said you're interested in aliens or something?
Yeah, aliens. Also, there's this thing that's kind of rare where people are attracted to objects.
Uh-huh.
I think I might have that, like this desk that I'm at is like pretty.
Are you like serious when you say this though? Are you serious? You're serious.
I'm 100% serious.
So you have a sexual attraction to objects, and it could be any object, like your desk, like you said, like your desk or what?
Like this water bottle shape right now.
Uh huh.
Like so nice. It has like a what is that? Hourglass shape.
Okay. That's kind of phallic, though, don't you think? Don't you think a water bottle would be considered phallic? Like, what do you think when you see a dick? What do you think? What do you think when you see a penis?
I think that that's part of the human body.
But it doesn't turn you
on. Which I'm not attracted to.
Okay, so you're not attracted to a penis, but you're attracted to the water bottle.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, is this really hard to believe?
No, I'm trying to understand you. That's all. I'm just trying to understand what you're saying. So, what is it? How do you express your sexuality then? If you don't have sex, how do you express your sexuality? Like physically? Like, say, I can hear you. What?
You can have sex. There's actually a woman who married the Eiffel Tower, so I think I might go that route.
Okay.
Is my mic still hot?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, apparently it is. All right. What do you mean marrying the Eiffel Tower?
a woman is married to the Eiffel Tower.
Who married her to the Eiffel Tower?
I don't know, like the King of France.
The King of France married a woman to the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah,
you know,
I think that you're still alive, too.
Yeah,
well, you know there is no king of France, but anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead.
You do remember that there used to be, they used to throw the women in the tower in the castle and leave them there, for what I don't know. Is that
like
something
Rapunzel?
Like the same thing? Yeah, like she would be married to the tower, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, they had kings back there. All right, so do you have some kind of, what is it with the water bottle? I'm not getting that.
That's what I'm trying to understand.
I like the shape and like the way it looks.
You have a thing for water, right?
Okay, it's any object.
All right, you gotta speak closer to the microphone. You have
object.
A thing for water, right?
Not just water. All right, let me Wikipedia this.
You got the Wikipedia, what you think?
That's what I thought.
I'm Wikipediaing it so I can put a link in the chat so everyone can understand me.
Well, we're asking you to explain so we can understand you. So I'm just trying to get to the, you know, psychological bottom of this, so to speak. So, you know, do you, what is it about the water bottle that you do with it? You know, what do you do with a water bottle? Do you do anything with it or are you just attracted to it?
I'm just attracted to it. That would be weird if I, like, you know.
Would be weird if you what?
If I, like, you know, did
it's
stuff
an,
with a water bottle.
It's an animal bottle.
How weird is that? Like, I'm weird, but I'm not that weird.
Okay.
Wait a second. Are you gay?
He's not gay.
Did I not just say I don't find humans attractive?
Yeah.
Well,
he
I mean,
says he's not gay.
I don't think that, does that disqualify him from being gay?
That he doesn't find dick attractive?
Yeah.
I would say probably yeah. Well, it doesn't mean he's not gay. It means he doesn't know he's gay, possibly.
Well, wait a second. I think I might be able to help him.
Mm-hmm.
If
I don't need help.
I think I can, though. I'd like to. Would you like me to try to help him?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. If you go to Thailand, you will find some of the most beautiful women who are not women. They have breasts. They look like women, but they've got a package in front. But if you can get over the package and not reach around, you can have sort of a fantasy. It's not like the British guys can't seem to figure it out that they claim they're not gay, so maybe you could do it. And they could hold a water bottle.
Okay. I guess.
Basic bitch.
Like,
do you
want me to
masturbate? Like, do you masturbate, basic bitch? Do you masturbate?
I don't believe in masturbation.
Hold on a second. Everybody believes it. Just, I don't believe anybody. That's
go
the
ahead,
most ridiculous thing. What do you mean you don't believe in it?
It goes against my beliefs, not my religion. My beliefs as a human being.
So what you've beliefs? Never have you ever had an ejaculation? Has it ever happened to you?
What is that?
When you come.
Oh.
All right, he's trolling you now. Take it from a troll. This is trolling.
You're a troll?
I am a troll, yes.
Wait, who is this? Is this the Vince guy or the angry guy?
That's the angry
Jew. I am the angry Jew. I am a troll.
520, you want to say something? You're on the air. No, it's the bitches again.
I'm also a liar, so don't forget that.
Okay, so if you're like a known troll, why do people like let you on to their show?
It's a mental deficiency on their part.
Okay.
I have no problem with him. I've never had a problem with it when I greet you. I know a lot of people have, but so far, so good. So
well, I scare most people. That's the. I don't do anything to people. You know, look, this is just words. These are really nothing more than bits and bytes flowing across the internet.
Well, what I noticed, though, is that people, I mean, from what I saw, people who have a problem with you or have had a problem with you, it's they don't like what you're saying, typically. It's not really that they have a problem with you specifically. It's like they don't like what you're saying. So, and
well,
I have a problem with just
people
sitting.
Don't like people don't like the way that I say it. I just say things honestly, although I am a liar, but I honestly lie, and they don't like the way that I say things. I'm very blunt, that's all. Some people can't deal with that.
Can we talk about Steve?
Well, I actually want to talk about Vince. Are you still there, Vince?
I don't really want to talk about Steve.
I don't think he's there anymore. Vince, are you still there?
I'm here.
Oh, he's there. I was going to ask you a question. What is it you I'll ask this of you and One Angry Jew. I'm just curious. And Lady Slugga and Basic Bitch. What is it you guys do?
Well,
for like a living or?
Well, like you guys are all, up late, and, every day and hanging out on BTR like I am. So I'm just curious how you guys, what do you guys do? Do you guys all live at home or do you guys, what's the deal?
Okay, who goes first?
Well, we'll start with Vince.
You love Matt and Coke and weed.
All right.
Okay.
Somebody needs to slap him. It's so wrong.
Do you actually have a job, Vince, or not?
Doesn't he live in his mom's basement?
Hold on a second. Wait a minute.
You don't have to tell me what it is. I was just curious if you had one. What about you, One Angry Jew?
Yeah, let me interject here. Why is it that everybody always says they live in their mother's basement? Why can't anybody live in the attic, for example?
I'm in the attic, actually. I've said that many times. I live in my parents' attic. Better view up here.
I haven't had a real job since 1991.
And why is that?
That was the last job I had. I got fired. I threw a party and never worked again.
Okay. And so how do you support yourself?
I'm a consultant.
Okay. For business of some sort?
Business, computers.
Okay.
That kind of stuff.
What if I told you I wasn't even alive the last time you had a job?
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I've slept with a lot of women that fit that description. That's all right.
Basic bitch, are you in school or what? What's your deal?
Yeah, I'm like a full-time student, prostitute on the side.
What are you studying?
Right now I'm in communications, so. That's that.
So what do you want to do with communications? PR or something?
I just really want to be on the radio. That's why I got into this whole blog talk thing. That's when I met all those trolls that follow me around.
Uh-huh.
They follow you around?
He says they follow
him
around, yeah.
Everyone thinks, other people are, the king of our group, but, it's me, so.
Nobody follows me around. They all run from me.
I think people follow you around, that Vince guy and that Steve guy. Oh, wait, Vince is on the phone, sorry.
No,
like
Vince
Steve,
and I...
remember him?
Which Steve?
Remember Steve? Steve, the flawless.
Steve,
the guy who yelled at you on your show.
Oh, wait, well, is that the same guy that was on Debbie's show earlier?
Yeah.
I don't know, he was crying because you trolled him, apparently.
Who?
I didn't troll Steve.
He was crying though.
Oh no, he wasn't. Steve and I got along fine.
Oh. Okay.
Once I explained to Steve that I was a troll, and that I'm a liar, that completely settled him down.
Well, I wasn't really there.
What did you say to Steve? What happened? What was the deal?
Well, Steve called my show. Look, I did a show where I invited anybody who had a problem with me to call my show, tell me what the problem was.
I heard the very end of it, yeah.
All right, so Steve was most of the show. He was great.
Okay.
Because
One Angry Jew.
Yes.
Has anyone ever told you sound like Gene Simmons?
Yes.
Because you kind of do. Are you him? Just wondering.
Well, if I was, it would be for a new show that I'd be researching, right?
Do you guys know what salvia is, by the way?
Salvia?
Is that what it's called? Salvia?
Smoking.
Yeah. What is that? I don't even know what that is.
Them videos look scary.
What? What is it? What is salvia?
It's some kind of herb that you can look it up. But it makes them videos are scary. That's something I will never try.
So it's like, it's not like pot then. It's like harsher or something.
Well, no pot that I ever smoked made me act like those people act in those videos.
I haven't seen them. There's like a video. I heard about it. I didn't see it though.
You could Google, or go to YouTube and look it up, and all those videos are crazy. Actually, look, I'll show you a funny one right now. I'll put it in the chat room. Hold on.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus just can't be tamed. I mean, like, what do you expect?
She's a slut, but whatever. She's all right.
Is she a slut?
Well, she acts like one. I don't know if she actually is, but I think she probably. I mean, her boyfriends are way too old, don't you think? For her, they're way too old. But actually, when I was her age, I dated guys that age too. So I can't really talk. So whatever. I did the same thing. So I guess I was a slut. Whatever. What's the URL for that, Lady Slugger?
I'm getting it off my YouTube channel right now, and I'm going to put it in the chat room.
Okay.
I don't know. I think we should just talk about Miley Cyrus and her impact on music.
And her flawless music? I don't want to talk about Miley Cyrus. Do you like Miley Cyrus? Seriously?
Can we talk about Miley Cyrus's vagina? That would be okay.
No,
Miley Cyrus is not interesting to me at all.
I don't know. Miley thinks she's like one of the best voices of like, the generation, so.
Well, I don't understand. The thing I don't get is I'm just still trying to understand you, though, basic bitch. I don't know if you're telling me the truth or if you really are.
I don't think you have a long enough show to get to that point.
I mean, I don't understand what the deal is with that and, you know, whatever. But have you guys, who's on the phone right now, have any of you ever had and I know it's easier to ask a woman than it is a man, but have any of you ever had a gay experience?
Well, define a gay experience.
Anything from mutual masturbation, like each other jacking each other off, up to like the full-fledged, you know, fucking and everything else, oral sex, everything, you know. So any of those things.
All right, that would be a no.
At any point in your life, okay.
Yeah, that would be a no.
Stop lying.
What's that?
I
can't hear you.
One Angry Jew and Vince. They do that kind of stuff all the time.
Oh, do they?
It's just a fact. I mean,
Vince, have you ever had any kind of experience like that? Even like as a 2-year-old or something? 3-year-old or whatever? Angry Jew says.
Well, hold on a second. I have to warn you.
Yeah.
If you start talking about 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds, Lady Slugger is going to have an apoplectic fit.
That was a joke for her.
Right.
I know that.
Right here on your chat room, and you may not be able to bring her up the wall.
Well, I don't think Vince is going to answer me anyway, so that's okay.
Well, I'll answer you. I said no, but who was it that asked?
What's the question?
Have you ever had a homosexual experience of any kind in your entire life?
No.
Yeah. Do you think? When women have sex with each other, you know, and obviously you guys like that, but
it is a beautiful thing. It is one of the gifts of God,
so
given to man.
Do you have a problem with guys who have sex with each other? Just the act itself.
No.
No.
Doubt.
No. Okay. That's
Vince
awesome.
And I.
Click on
Vince
that
and I are both libertarians. So why would we, I don't think why
I,
would.
I'd rather not it happen right in front of my face.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
why
I understand
not?
That. But, I mean, a lot of people are like, you know, they've attacked me or whatever and called me things or whatever on BTR, and have said, you know, that what gay guys do is gross or whatever. But I told them straight people do the same thing. So it's not like it's just gay people who do that. So You know, whatever. I just was curious if it just disgusted you or whatever, because, you know, lesbian sex, obviously, it's interesting to me that the guys just love to see lesbians have sex, but they won't watch, you know, two guys
well,
having sex.
Let's talk about this, because I think this is an important topic.
I'm sure you
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I actually have a hard time watching porn with a guy in it at all.
I was going to ask you that
straight
question.
Exactly.
I'd rather the cock not even be there.
Right.
Vince, is it possible that we have the same mother?
No way. I'm Catholic.
Well, so were Jews at some point, or you were drowned at some point. I don't know. I get it mixed up. But I'm with Vince. I don't even understand why people want to see the guy in there. And here's the part that I never get. What is this fascination with blowing their load on the girl's face? I do not get that, not even for a second.
I don't get that from the perspective of a heterosexual guy, why he'd care to see that in the first place.
Exactly.
Because I've seen straight porn. I've thought about it from the perspective of a straight guy watching it, you know, and for me, I look at the guy, you guys look at the girl. So it's funny because I'm like, when the guy comes on her face, it's always on her face or
something
her
for everybody.
And I'm like, you guys, I would think would not want to see that at all. I'd be like Vince was saying, it's like completely useless to you guys. So.
Well, I don't get the whole fascination with.
No problem with my own cock and my own cum. It's just other guys' cocks and cum I don't want to stay away from.
Did you ever play with Elmer's glue in school?
Did we play with what?
Did you ever play with Elmer's glue in school?
Yeah.
Okay. Cum is just as good.
Well, how would you do that?
Because I do it all the time.
On your own, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you enjoy
that?
Well, it's just mindless activities. You know, it just kind of calms you down.
Well, the truth is, I mean, as a gay guy, I mean, you're right. It's true that it can be a pleasurable thing. I agree. I was telling Lady Sluggo last night that I've even had some in the past that tasted like honey. I'm not kidding. So it depends what the guy eats.
Oh, my God.
Don't have a
cow now.
Why
is everyone so horny?
I like to flick boogers on the ceiling sometimes, but that's just me.
I would hate to see your ceiling, dude.
Oh, not my own ceiling. It would be somebody else's ceiling. Come on.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a pig. I'm not a pig.
Right.
So remind us not to invite you over.
What was that?
Is anyone? Oh, I don't know. She's talking. Okay, I'm going to go. Has anyone ever found a noodle in their pubic hairs?
What did you say?
No, you know, that's a question.
Not tonight.
I'm going to write that down.
Why are you missing one?
And it's like encrusted in there, and then when you try to pull it out, it just like is stuck.
How did it get in your pubic hair in the first place?
Hmm? Well, like, this
dude, that's
me,
not a noodle. That's
like
your noodle.
And why is your pubic hair that big? I'm not getting that.
Okay. This is not for me. This is for
a friend. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, she's a girl. And she works in a hospital kitchen, and she just had a baby. And I don't know, she was just like eating noodles like one day. And then like the next day,
She went down on you at some point?
All right, hold on a second. Are you telling us, are you trying to tell everybody that you know a woman who does not shave?
Yeah.
All right. I want you to go out
is
to the store.
Vince still on the line?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Vince, you heard that question?
What's the question?
What One Angry Jew just asked.
Ask it again, One Angry Jew.
What is it?
Well, what I said was, did he actually know a woman who was not shaved?
I mean...
Me? No. Not you.
I was asking, I might, but I am not.
I'm not aware of it.
Right, and you should always in your car carry a razor and shaving cream just for those occasions.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's called an intervention, and sometimes it can be really a loving thing.
Is that a turnoff when a girl doesn't shave? I would think it would be really a real turnoff, but I don't know. For me, it would be a turnoff anyway. But what does it mean to you?
Well, if you saw a vagina, you'd go running from the room, right?
I've seen a vagina, and I don't need to be near it.
Right.
So, you know. you know, if a girl doesn't shave, does it make a difference if it's shaved, like, real neatly versus a big bush? I mean, obviously,
yeah,
I think it
better.
Would.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah.
Which is better?
I don't know,
the
like,
big bush is very 70s. If you remember the porn from the 70s, it was all big bush stuff.
Well, everybody was like that then, yeah.
Yeah, it was,
or like in your 30s.
It was frightening.
I'm sorry, what?
It was frightening. I'm still in therapy over it.
I don't know. I never thought it was that weird. I mean, she has like some pretty weird techniques. I mean, like, she tells me a lot of stuff. It's kind of weird, but.
Okay. Well, you're gonna have to tell us the weird stuff and be graphic, please.
I have a landing strip too, A. Monet.
All right, what's landing on it?
No, it's like
not
a loaf
me.
Strip.
Me.
Just the tip.
All right.
Can we get back to the...
Please be as graphic as you possibly can.
I'm not going to tell you everything. But
why not?
Like,
wait a minute,
like
why
she
not?
She told me that... Oh, my God.
Why can't
she be listening
graphic?
To this?
Listen, you will be... No, she'll never be listening to this, trust me. You will feel so much better when you have taken this and lightened yourself by unloading this and giving it to us. We are all here for you.
Okay.
So be as graphic and disgusting as you can.
God,
do it
so much,
immediately.
So much pressure. Okay, I heard some stuff about pesto sauce for an exfoliator. I don't need. My God, I can't believe you guys are making me say this.
Wait a minute. Yes. Well, nobody's making you do anything. This is all free will.
Pesto sauce and what?
Told me
that she uses pesto sauce as an exfoliator.
Well, hold on a second. Wait a minute. You know, this could explain the noodles.
Maybe it wasn't really a noodle. Maybe it was just like some.
There's some congealed pesto sauce, yeah. Now, what exactly does she do with the pesto sauce, though?
She just uses it to make it softer and,
right.
I don't know, look better.
And she's got garlic in her pesto sauce? Where'd she get her recipe?
I think she buys it.
Have you eaten dinner with her?
Yeah, kind of a lot.
A lot. Do you eat a lot of things with pesto?
I am not trying to seduce you.
Do you eat a lot of things with pesto?
I mean, she's made like some pasta before, but like I never thought anything of it.
Right, but did it have pesto on it is what I want to know.
I'm just saying
because, you know, listen, the world is getting hotter and, you know, we've got to save the world and all that. And she may be, you know, using the sauce for, you know, why waste it, right?
That's disgusting.
Well, I'm not eating it, but I'm not eating it. You are. What else does she do that's disgusting?
Okay. Apparently one time when she was having sex, she used Tabasco to spice things up.
That is not true. Seriously?
I see.
Where did she use Tabasco?
That's what she told me.
Where did she use it, though?
Like, on the guy.
On what, on the guy?
All
right. My show's about to end, so I think I'm going to sign off.
Thanks for coming. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll still be in the chat.
Okay.
Can you play
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
What's that now?
I love that little voice. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna take a quick break. I'll be right back. Okay, be right back. Hold on, guys. Be right back.
Right now, what's it called, like the economic system and all this other things. It's just bad. It always helps us if somebody.
I'm trying to figure out who that is.
Hello.
Sorry.
Hello.
My switchboard is like fucked up. Hold on a second. There it goes. Okay. Lady Slugger, you're 814, right? Lady Slugger, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you 814?
Yes. Yes.
Who's 760?
I'm not sure.
I know, I'm just trying to figure out who's here. I can't figure this out. Oh, well. Okay, listen. I don't know if I'm too old, but let's see if you guys know any of these real quick. Hold on. See if you guys know this. What show is this from? Hold on. If I can find it. Oh, it says I'm not even in there now. What's happening?
What happened?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Was that Carrie Hilson singing that last song?
No,
who?
Janet Jackson.
Yeah, Janet Jackson.
Oh, I thought it was Carrie Hilson. Do you guys know who that is?
Well, hold on, basic bitch. That was two questions.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can I ask two questions?
You like Carrie Hilson?
I think Carrie Hilson is like one of the best performers of the generation. I don't know if you've seen any of her new videos, but I think she's giving like Madonna a run for her money in like the videos department.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could we
really?
have a commercial for Razor Guard?
Go ahead. Yeah, I heard you. I looked that up. It looks pretty cool.
Oh yeah, I've been using that for years. You can make one. You can make one blade last a month.
Wow, seriously?
Why? Why do we need an ad about this?
Well, I was mentioning in Vince's show that, like, Lady Slugga and I were talking about the fact that razors are so expensive. Like, I pay $16 for four razors, and they last for a month.
Can't you just, like, use a knife?
No, I guess you could use a knife. Do you shave, or do you even have any hair on your face?
Oh, on my face? I mean, I just go all natural.
Oh, do you? Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Hold on a second. You know, and this might be an even better question to ask here than in the Black Conservative show where it was brought up by me. This may be particular to a gay blog talk radio show. You ready?
We're listening. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Do you use toilet paper?
You're asking me?
Absolutely not.
Who said that?
Who said no?
The guy, the basic bitch dude.
Okay. Like, do you want the real truth?
Yes.
Okay, well, this might be getting a little too far. Well, what else haven't I shared tonight? I think toilet paper is kind of dumb because it always ends up, like, getting stuck up there. Like, not up there, but, like, you know? You know what I'm saying?
No, but I'd like you to go on.
Like the toilet paper, it gets all those little, like flakes of the toilet paper up there. So, like, why doesn't everyone just use baby wipes?
Baby wipes?
Well, I use wet wipes, but I don't just use wet wipes. I use them in conjunction with toilet paper, personally. So you do the toilet paper, then you use the wet wipes to make sure you got everything. And then you use toilet paper again to make sure that you got it really good.
Why would any house have toilet paper in it? I'm missing something.
So what is it you use, then? You don't use toilet paper. What do you use?
Absolutely nothing. Water.
A bidet or something?
Oh, yeah, I remember he said that on another show.
That's right. Let me tell you about Asia. See, the Asians know things that we don't, even the Indians. In any bathroom in Asia, you will find, at the very least, you will find a pail of water with a scoop. But in most bathrooms in Asia, they have a hose next to the bathroom, next to the toilet, that has real high pressure, and you can just blast everything away.
And there's no chunks left over?
Nothing's left over. We're talking high pressure.
So they have this on all other toilets, or what is it? I mean,
yes.
What is it they use? Like a wand or something, or what?
Well, if just remember the old kitchen sinks when you used to pull out the hose to do the dishes with?
Yeah.
That's exactly what they had.
Wow.
Except that's high pressure. High pressure.
So why is that? But let me see. Why is that better? I mean,
because
it gets you clean, absolutely. I mean,
with
you have
a little
water
bit
there.
Of, with a little bit of soap, it gets you absolutely perfectly clean.
Right.
Well, let me put it. See, this is why I'm asking this on a gay show, because you guys are back there more often than anybody else, right? So I would think that cleanliness would be of the utmost importance.
Yes, it is. It is, yes. Yes, it
and,
is.
And I just can't see you getting clean with a.
You don't just use that though. That's like for day to day stuff. There's also natural enemas you can use and things like that. So I don't know why
natural,
I'm talking about this, but you
natural
can
what?
Enemas.
No, I think you should have this discussion with Basic Bitch, because I think that's what the whole thing, the water bottle, he's not telling us.
What do you use, Lady Slugga?
Bananas.
Lady Slugga. Lady Slugga. She's still there. I see her on here. Oh, man. Are you still there?
I'm here.
She's gone. I think she's there, but she's not. She must be away from the phone or whatever.
Dingleberry. See, I can't imagine anybody that would want to have something like that.
Have what?
First of all, why would you want anything back there? There's nothing supposed to be back there.
No, it should be shaven. It should be clean, like clean as clean can be. And it should smell good. Everything should be good to go. So,
well,
Lady Slugga?
How could it smell good unless you kept
trust
it
me, there,
puckered,
I mean,
you know, and really
no,
tight.
Seriously, no. If you've used an enema or something, you cleaned yourself out, then you're fine. And plus, everything on the outside's clean. You smell just fine. So,
well, so
you don't have to worry about it.
That's what gay guys do. They get
it. Not every time, but I mean, it's not necessary every time, but it is, you know, once every, depending on how often you have sex or whatever in that
if
area.
You don't want surprises, I guess, right?
Right, exactly. That would be bad. And that's, a lot of straight people think, you know, oh, that's what happened, and that's not true. So, I don't know. Oh, there she is. Call back. Call back, Lady Slug. I did not hang up on you. I'm sorry. Call back, okay? Basic Bitch 520. I don't see you. Hold on. Basic Bitch, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. My
Oh, I don't know what happened. It just like went silent after I said.
Yeah, my switchboard went crazy. Sorry about that. So what's your 2 cents on this, Basic Bitch?
What was the question? I missed it.
Well, we were talking about being clean when you're going to have sex or going to have anal sex. I'm sure you've had anal sex, right?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay, I thought so. So
Wait a minute. Didn't he just say he never jerked off?
He did say that, yeah. He did.
What are you talking about?
Lady Slug, is that you?
I'm 814.
Yeah, he says you're still on here. This thing's stupid. Man, BTR sucks.
It is stupid.
It's got four of them. I just didn't hear anything.
Oh, okay.
See, I think people who use toilet paper.
So where did I get cut off? Where did I get cut off at? I was asking
him,
how did you know that there's no chunks left?
Are you asking me or in a mirror?
Well, first of all, I mean, I don't know. Some people shave down there and, you know, keep it real nice and neat. So if you shave, you're not going to get things hanging off down there, like, you know, by mistake.
Ooh.
That's the first thing.
Yeah, but
shave
still,
it.
even when you take a bath, you rub to wash your ass. So if you're taking a poop, you got to wipe somehow or another. You can't just spray it.
Well, no, but That's why you use. Are you talking about to have sex or just like daily maintenance? Are you talking about day to day?
No, I was talking about what One Angry Jew was talking about, that he sprays and doesn't use toilet paper.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
I didn't hear the rest of it because I got cut off and I was in the other room.
Explain to her how the Japanese or Asian thing.
Thailand. I lived in Thailand for several years.
Thailand. Everything happens in Thailand, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, no. If you go to Korea, they got real sophisticated toilet seats. Same as Japan. They take that stuff seriously. South Korea. They take that stuff real serious.
Toilet seats that spray your butt when you're sitting on it.
Oh, my God. That was so dumb.
Oh,
yeah. That's like a bidet.
They take these things very seriously. You see, I will. You see, Americans are pigs. Americans, for some reason, have bought into this whole thing that toilet paper is a good thing. Now, if you got crap on your finger, would you wipe it off with toilet paper, or would you wash it with soap and water?
You wash it, right.
You wash it, of course.
Then why are you assaulting your anus every day?
Assaulting.
That's what wet wipes
are. I use toilet paper, then I use baby wipes.
That's what I do. And I actually heard when Angry Jew discussed this somewhere before, and he's like, wet wipes don't do anything. But I agree, you can't just use a wet wipe.
That's right. I did this on the Black Conservative show. And I had 10 grown men all discussing their bathroom habits, because I am a troll. Yes.
10 grown men discussing their bathroom habits. Well, you know, I don't think anything is off limits here, so you can talk about whatever you want.
Oh, no, I understand that. But to do that on the Black Conservative show, to get them all talking about their assholes, it was great.
Quote, unquote, conservative, right.
Yes.
That's interesting, though. What's Black Conservative about? I'm curious. What's that about? He's a Black Conservative, meaning he's non-liberal and he's black? Is that all it means?
Yes. And he doesn't like gay people. And he doesn't like liberals.
Okay.
I'm not a liberal, but I like them.
Yeah.
They're fun to sleep with.
Are they?
You know, and since the majority of women are, you know, you kind of knock out a whole part of the population if you rule them out.
Right.
So that's all.
PD of LA in the chat room, he's wondering how you can sneak sex with people. How do you sneak sex? How do you sneak sex with people?
I'm wondering how he can't differentiate between the comma and the period on the keyboard.
He does use the comma for his periods, doesn't he? That's pretty funny. He does.
Yeah.
That's pretty weird. Have you ever had sex with someone and when they were asleep?
Oh, I did.
Okay, that shit is weird.
I did.
You have?
Oh, yeah. I thought she was awake because she was certainly acting like she was awake. She even had an orgasm. And then she woke up in the morning and she said, "Boy, I had the strangest dream last night." And I said, "Really?
Wow.
Tell me about it."
I snuck a video one time when my sluggo was sleeping, and I started giving him head on video. And when he woke up, the whole thing got recorded. And I had my laptop screen changed to a different screen so he didn't know he was getting recorded. And then after we were done, I said, "Now wave to the camera." It was pretty funny.
I think I've seen that on
YouTube.
I
woke him right up out of sleep like that.
I actually used to take Ambien. And my husband, whatever, the next night, he's like, "You know, that was great last night," or whatever. And I was like, "What was?" He's like, "You know, we had sex." I was like, "We had sex?" And I did not remember at all. And sometimes in Ambien, you'll wake up and you like eating a whole box of potato chips or something. I mean, Ambien's a bad thing to have.
Ambien,
have you ever been on Ambien?
Serious. I took it before. And look, to tell you the truth, I was in the hospital. And I was in, like, the lounge area watching TV, and they told me when I take it, I have to go right to bed. And I didn't. I stayed in the lounge watching TV. When I got up to go in my room, I hit the floor.
Oh, my God.
It really knocked me on my ass. Now I take Trazodone.
Wow. Trazodone is like, isn't that like a, that's not just sleep aid, though, right?
is it?
No, trazodone, yeah, for me it is. But then I take Ativan, too, but that's only as needed.
Wow. Yeah, because Ambien made me do crazy stuff. It gives you amnesia. It was, like, weird. I didn't like it at all. It sucks.
Yeah, Ambien is some crazy shit.
I know, trust me, I know. I can't play any freaking music or anything. My switchboard is all screwed up, and I can't play anything. I'm going to log out and come right back, and so let me see if it works. It might hang you guys
out.
Yeah,
you may not get back in.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Okay, hold on. Stop.
Words Ate My Soul, that flawless individual, wants to know if you can play some Kesha.
I would love to play Kesha, but I can't play anything because my, my switchboard is not working. It's, like, totally screwed up, which actually Vince was talking about earlier on his show, saying it would happen, and he's right. It did happen. It just sucks, man.
Oh.
So where are you from anyway, basic bitch? What part of the country are you in?
I'm in Arizona.
Arizona?
Well, I'm gonna go back to why he doesn't masturbate.
Well, he told me he has anal sex, but he doesn't masturbate apparently. So.
Yeah, I heard that, but that doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, none of it makes sense to me.
Hey, One Angry Jew.
Yes.
I have a question. Are you circumcised?
Absolutely.
He's a Jew. He probably would be.
Oh, do those correlate?
Yes.
I can't even. Okay.
You know the bristles?
One Angry Jew. Do you have the audio of Carmel Queen singing 12 Days of Christmas?
No.
You need to tell your friend Carmel Queen that if she wants that, she needs to talk to Vince. He's the one singing.
Well, she's got to shorten it. I couldn't stand the whole thing.
Oh, you weren't a fan of it?
Well, you know, one or two verses of it, but not the, no.
My personal favorite was Five Golden Showers.
Whose personal favorite was that?
My
Basic Bitches.
I see. Well, that makes sense with the whole water bottle thing. Cause
Basic Bitch, you know what? I think you're full of shit. I don't think half the things you say are true. And, I mean,
Wait a second.
Most of the stuff you say, I think, is bullshit. You know, I think you're friends with these people, by the way. So.
Do you think half the stuff I say is true?
I don't know, but it's more interesting. So.
Well, I'll give you that.
okay. Wow.
Well, you know, look. I mean, I'm trying to get to the bottom of what you are, who you are, but you're not giving me anything. You're not telling me what you're about. You're just kind of giving me these half-assed answers. So why don't you tell me the truth? Who are you? What are you about? What is this this attraction to objects about? Tell me. Tell me the truth.
Oh, my God. Why do I have to keep going into this? Why are you guys so fascinated?
Well, because
you're the
here.
First person I've ever met who has this fetish. So it's interesting.
But,
do your parents know that you have that fetish or whatever?
Well, let's see. I hardly ever see my parents. No, they don't.
Are they alive?
Yeah. They just, like, work and go, like, do stuff a lot. I don't know if you really know. I just, like, know they're never at my house, so.
Do you live in their house? You live in their house?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I haven't moved out yet.
Are you in the basement?
No, I'm not in a basement.
Mm.
I'm in the attic. Just kidding. No, I'm not. We don't have attics here.
Are you ever going to have a relationship with someone? If you're into objects and that's what you're attracted to, are you ever going to be able to have an actual intimate relationship with another human being? Or not?
Does that make sense?
Well,
no,
I'm asking you. A lot of the things you're saying don't make sense, so I'm asking you to clarify. Is that the case?
Sorry, I try to make sense, but it just doesn't come out well.
That's all right. My question is, are you going to be able to have an intimate relationship with a human being ever? Is that something you care about at all? You don't care about that?
Maybe this is just a phase.
A phase. So, were you like this as a child?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No, I don't think so.
So what makes you worry?
My God. I don't even want to do this.
You don't have to. You don't have to. I'm sorry.
But then when I don't, you guys are like, we really want to know what you're about.
Well, I really do. I'm trying to figure out. It's because it's an interesting thing. If you're into objects, I'm curious what turns you on. Like, I'm a guy, so guys turn me on. A straight guy would be a woman. What? And for you, you said a water bottle turns you on.
Okay,
so,
why is everyone just sticking to that? It's not, like, just a water bottle.
Well, what about the water bottle turns you on? You said the shape, right?
Like the shape, the way it looks, like the color. Well, it doesn't really have color, but...
Okay. So, is there anything else that turns you on besides just water bottles?
I don't know. What turns you on about someone?
An ass, a dick, a nice muscular chest or arms or their face or their eyes or their mouth or their teeth.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of things. Depends on the person.
Well, okay.
What turns you on about things besides a water bottle? What else turns you on?
It's just like I like the way it looks. Like I don't really. Maybe you guys are causing a change in me right now. You're making me think that maybe I'm not. You guys are making me
you're
think
not
I'm
into
so
objects.
Weird.
You're what?
You're making me think. You guys are making me feel like I'm so weird.
Well, you know what? Everybody's weird. So that's okay.
We are who we are.
We are who we are. Totally. Totally. Lady Slugga?
Yeah.
You there? What turns
you
on?
Yes, I'm here.
What turns you on about a guy?
Well, just look at my Slugga on my BTR page.
Is he on
he's
there?
Just,
seriously?
Yeah. If you scroll down, I have a picture of him on there. He's just yummy and delicious.
Well, what is it you like about him? Just tell people what you like about him, physically.
Everything. I love his mouth. His mouth is really sexy. And he's real muscular. I have a muscular, big, beefy dude.
Yum.
So I love the yummy manliness.
I get that.
And, yeah, he's very, very, very sexy. And he's clean cut. He has a beard and a mustache. But it's shaped really nice, and he's just gorgeous. I love it. Everything about him turns me on. His voice, everything.
Wow.
Are you guys talking about me?
We're talking about
No,
he's
talking about my Slugga. If you go to my BTR page, you'll see him.
Okay.
When Angry Jew... What do you look like? We're just curious. What do you look like? I'm sure you probably told people already, but I'm curious.
I know
you're
what
short.
He looks like.
You're short, I think. I heard you say you're short. Hello? One Angry Jew. Calling One Angry Jew.
He's pressed.
Okay. Interesting.
What is... going on right now?
Well, I want to play some music, but I can't play any music because this stupid thing won't let me play any. It's driving me crazy. I was going to play some Lily Allen for Lady Slugga, but I can't. Damn it.
Why? Why?
I could play some Keisha for you or whatever, you know.
Why don't you play some Kelly Clarkson?
I'd play anything if I could. I can't play anything, though.
Do you like
Slugga? I don't see him on here. Where is he on your page? I don't see him.
Keep scrolling down.
You
if you go to my, you're on the main page, right?
Hold on. Let me see. Oh wait. Okay. So let's scroll down. Okay.
Do you guys know if having phone sex is against the rules on Blog Talk Radio?
Having phone sex is against the rules on Blog Talk Radio?
Is it? Is it against the rules, like if you just started having phone sex right now?
I don't think it's against the rules. I think you can pretty much say anything you want on here.
Okay. Well, I mean... Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see
him? So, what's that?
I like kissing my hands.
Why, are you wanting to have phone sex or something?
This is nice.
What would phone sex with you be like, though? I mean, you know, what would that be like with you?
I don't know. I've never done it.
You've never done it?
I mean, like, you can't call up a water bottle, so...
I still think you're full of shit, personally, but even if you aren't, you know, that's cool. I mean, I think it's funny.
Always ends up coming back to shit.
What's that?
It always ends up coming back to shit. We just keep talking about toilet paper.
Well, what do you want to talk about? This is a free-form show. Tell me what you want to talk about, and we'll talk about it.
Well, we already talked about Stan Wars and...
Lady Gaga. Lady Slaga. Sorry.
That's okay.
What do you want to talk about? We can talk about masturbation techniques as words ate my soul, which maybe, I don't know who that is, a friend of yours, I know. But.
You could teach me about ejaculation.
What do you want to know about ejaculation?
Tell me how one reaches this.
Well, a man or a woman?
Well, I mean, I am a man, so...
So a woman.
That.
You need to ask Lady Slugger that question then.
No, I mean...
How I reach mine? How
yeah,
I
how
come?
Do you, how do you reach your orgasm, I guess?
No, I really don't need to know that.
Well, I want to know. Go ahead and tell me.
Water
God.
Is the best way.
Water, really?
Water,
hot, like hot water, not too hot. But like the shower massager is a wonderful thing. I love
like
my shower.
Too dry to me. Water. Who's that?
Not me.
Okay, you're still there.
And the jacuzzi is another wonderful thing.
Well, yeah.
I'll pack right out in the jacuzzi.
You are
drown.
You
are
nasty.
It's fun, though. That's why I said a woman can fuck herself better than anybody else could.
Well, that's true. I'm sure that's true. Who is that?
That's a basic bitch.
Okay. So, do you guys think Oprah Winfrey is gay?
I don't know. I never thought about that.
Who do you think is gay in Hollywood that... There, I know Oprah's straight. I agree. By the way, I think she is straight. But
did Kanye ever admit to it?
Kanye West. Yeah, what's his deal? What is his deal? Do you think he's gay?
Yeah. I do.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Who else is gay in Hollywood? Let's see.
I
Kanye
mean,
West.
Stylish and not the like. I don't know because I don't want to stereotype. You know what I mean? But I just
right.
I just think he gives me that kind of feeling.
Words Ate My Soul says Kanye is too Christian to admit he's gay. Well, that's probably true. I mean, I guess he sees really Christian. I guess he would admit to being gay. But I mean, like half the people who come out as gay, like in politics and stuff, are like Jesus freaks anyway. So you know, whatever.
You know what I think would be great to find out if somebody was gay?
What?
Jay-Z.
Gay-Z?
Wouldn't that be great if all of a sudden someday somebody said that?
Yeah, because he's a fucking asshole, isn't he? He hates gay people. He's always talking about gay people. That's the thing,
right?
Though. People who talk about gay people all the time and say, you know, gay, fucking faggots or fuck them or whatever or bashing
right.
gay people, almost always, I mean, like 99% of the time, turn out to be gay themselves.
Right.
So... I mean, you gotta think about that. That's pretty. I mean, there's like this repressed rage or whatever they have because they're gay and they don't like it or they don't want to be gay, but they really are. So, you know, usually people who protest too much are gay themselves. Anyway.
You said Beyonce is gay. She probably is. And, you know, I used to like Beyonce when she first came out with Destiny's
right.
Child.
Destiny's
and
Child.
And now she's
awesome.
So different. She's so different. And I know that people blow up when they get
famous,
popular
yeah.
and they
right.
get conceited and go through that, but I don't mean that. I mean her appearance. She looks so different. She got hip implants and ass implants and she changed her whole look. She didn't look like that when she first came out.
Are you serious? She got hip implants and all that?
Look, yes. Yes.
Wow.
Look, there's another thing. If you look up her pictures, her before and her after pictures, you will see that. her span, the amount of space that she has from her crotch to her hip, that's crazy. That's not natural.
What do you guys think of Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj I used to like when she came out in 2007. Now she's completely different. I used to like her when she first came out, but now she rhymes about the same shit. She says the same thing and puts it in different sentences.
I don't even know who that is. I must be too old or whatever. Who is she?
She's a rapper.
I did like Itty Bitty Piggy. Words
Itty
ate
piggy?
My soul.
Like, shit.
Yeah, that's one
I'm
of her songs. They
bitch.
Love
that. I'm a bad bitch. Words ate my soul. He's like obsessed.
Who's obsessed?
Like when she first came out, she was awesome. I loved it. But there's a rapper, I was telling them the other day, there's a rapper, her name is Jackie O. She's pretty old too. But
She's no one.
I love
Kaya.
Her. She's pretty raw.
S. Smith wants to know, Slugger, do you like Woohoo?
I don't know what Woohoo is.
I don't either.
Woohoo.
Yeah, so.
Well, I mean, you don't even need your a plate with your face, so.
I don't know what that means.
Awkward.
Do
I
love
even need a plate
Christina Aguilera? No, I love Christina Aguilera. Not by any
licky,
means.
Licky, yum, yum.
I don't like Christina. Do you like Christina Aguilera, really?
No.
Right. I liked her, but I don't like her now. Everybody changes. People don't
exactly.
Stay the way they come out. They change. I hate that.
It's like we were talking about Mariah earlier.
Are we going to throw any shade at Mariah right now?
Are we going to what? At Mariah?
What I think about Mariah is when Mariah came out, she was more calm. She was more censored. Now she's older. She grew into a woman, so she's showing that more.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. And
she had to be censored back then because that dumbass she married,
Tommy
Mottola,
was an asshole.
Yeah, he like forced her to do a bunch of shit. Like,
yeah,
work for
he like kept her. He like kept her captive and whatever. Supposedly,
yeah.
Tommy Mottola, who was the CEO and president of Sony Music at the time. I think it was Sony Music. When she first came out, he got married and everything, and he wouldn't let her out of the house and all this other stuff. So she was a little, like, she was held captive and everything, so it was pretty sad.
She broke out of the shell.
Exactly.
As soon as she started, what video was it when she was running in the field with the brothers and the pigtails? That's when we knew she was going to be a hoe.
Daydreamer.
Dream lover.
Thank you, Big Stacy Bitch. Thank you. Dream lover.
Yeah, I'll be a fan of him.
I know you do.
The song's so good.
But you know the song that I like, that song Honey by her? I think we were talking about this the other day, or I was talking about somebody in a chat room.
Honey.
And
yeah.
It totally sounds, if you listen to the lyrics, it totally sounds like she's talking about.
Yeah, it sounds like come.
Come. Totally. It totally does.
Maybe
don't you think that's what it's about?
Words ate my soul said, can we talk about how Madonna is basic and overrated?
Madonna is not basic, and Madonna is not overrated, in my opinion.
Oh, my God. You
I
are
like
a Madonna fan.
Madonna is never going to go away.
Madonna is the original Gaga, okay? I'm sorry, but she is.
Right.
So.
Actually, sorry, but a bunch of bitches were doing it before her, so.
Well, no, but like I said before, earlier, nobody's original. Everybody's copying somebody else, and the same goes for Madonna and Gaga. But what matters is how they that person, that artist, which is what they are, synthesizes these different looks and these different images and imagery and makes it their own. That's what an artist does, and that's what she did. That's what Lady Gaga does. That's what makes them
artists. I
don't
know. I think Madonna's basic. Can't sing.
Oh. Well, words ate my soul. I'm sorry you feel that way, but I disagree.
You think Madonna can't sing? Is that what you said?
Madonna cannot sing compared to Gaga. No. I mean, she's not a great singer. I like her voice, though. I like her voice a lot. But she's not a great singer. But she's a great performer and a great artist, you know. I think she's really
cool. Has Madonna even been relevant since, like, 1987?
Well, how old are you, basic bit?
I'm 18.
I used to love Madonna. Are you kidding me? I used to have her. Remember the album You Could Dance when it had all the remixes?
No. Never bought it.
You know, it's a red cover and she has the Spanish hat on.
The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.